But you can deviate from the vibration of it enough to cause yourself personal distress. And that's it. That's it. You can cause yourself personal distress. And in causing yourself personal distress, you can flail about so much that others watch you until they cause themselves personal distress. But there is no personal distress factor being beamed in upon you. There is nothing that is evil or bad or sickness. There is nothing that is taking away from you that is being offered to you. Humans tell such an interesting story. You talk about forces of good and evil when there is only a stream of well-being which you allow or do not. And we can certainly understand if you've gone for a while and for whatever reason you've been beating the drum, maybe you learned it from your parents, maybe you're just observing an uncomfortable situation and it's become chronic in your observation and so it's now chronic in your vibrational patterns. We understand how you can be wrapped up in something that feels bad enough long enough that you begin to develop patterns of thoughts, beliefs, chronic thoughts that hold you apart from the true nature of who you are. And we get it that being held apart by you from things that you really want long enough makes you come to a conclusion that there must surely be some outside factor that is preventing me. You sort of have these personal conspiracy theories going on. That my life should be better, and I wouldn't do this to me because, after all, I want something better, so therefore, there must be someone outside of me that is preventing me from the well-being that I seek. And we so want you to leave this ship understanding once and for all that there is nothing outside of you that is causing you any dismay. There is nothing that is outside of you that is keeping you from the things that you want. You're doing it all to yourself. But you're doing it through patterns of thought that many of you don't understand right now that you have control about. It is our desire that you come to an awareness that you are the creator of your own reality. It is our desire that you come to an awareness that you do create your own reality and that the reality that you create is of benefit to the broader non-physical experience. And we would like to introduce a new concept here as we are visiting together on this leading edge experience by saying to you that you really are the creator of your own reality, and it would be fair to say to you, blessed beings that you are in the process of creating, most of you, two realities. Contrast is causing you to expand and add to the reality of the greater source. In other words, you are creating the reality of who you are as the eternal being that you are. And you are also in the process of creating the reality of how you feel right now, this red hot minute. And we want those realities to merge. And the only way that those realities can merge is for you to come with us. In other words, because we're not going with you. We are not going to complain with you about the injustices of your world because we see them not. We are not going to complain with you about shortages that do not exist. We're not going to complain with you about illnesses that are only shadows where you have blocked the light from beaming into your experience. We are not going to talk to you about those things that make you feel bad. And in fact, the reason that you feel bad when you talk about them is because we're not going with you. Can you hear that? The only reason you ever feel bad is because you choose a subject line and practice it long enough that you hold yourself chronically apart from the strongest part of your resources, of your source. And when you do that, you are diminished. And in the beginning, your diminishment is slight. It just feels like emotion. When you have a feeling of worry wash over you, when you have a feeling of anger wash through you, when you have a feeling of overwhelmment, despair, frustration, overwhelmment, anger, fear. When you have those feelings of negative emotion wash over you, all they mean is you're thinking about something quite differently than who you really are and what you really are thinks. So as you begin to understand that in the beginning, your sensation of departure from who you really are will feel like emotion. The indicator will get stronger if you keep it up. In other words, it's emotion.